अनंत कोटि वैष्णव इंद्र की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरिवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवद्वीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। चौकी राधा कृष्ण टेम्पल की जय। सभी तो भक्तवृंद की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। तुलसी देवी की जय। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल डिवोटीज। थैंक यू वेरी मच। पञ्चाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। वैष्णव डिवोटीज ऑफ द लॉर्ड दे आर जस्ट लाइक डिजायर ट्री पञ्चाकल्पतरु। Desire tree, of course we have no experience, but there is description in the spiritual world, there are desire trees. Chintamani prakara satamasu kalpavrikha. So it's called kalpavrikha. So bancha kalpa taru bhascha. Kripashandu bhayavascha. Patitanam pavane bha vaishnave bhano. Vaishnava, devotee of Lord, can give you everything, whatever you desire, fulfill, because a Vaishnava can deliver Krishna. So, when Krishna is achieved, so there is no more any desire. Just like Dhruva Maharaj, he underwent severe austerities, penances, meditation. His purpose was that when I shall see God, Narayan, I shall take benediction, then I must have a kingdom better than my father or my grandfather achieved. That was his determination. Because he was a child, so his stepmother refused to allow him to sit on the lap of his father. He became insulted, so he decided that I shall take from Krishna such a kingdom which even my father or grandfather could not imagine. It is childish determination, but it was a determination. He is a kshatriya, his determination, and Krishna fulfilled it. But from his part, when he saw Krishna, Narayan, he said, Swami inkritarthosmi varangana jachi. My dear Lord, I don't want anything. I have got you now. Shamin kithartosmi varangana jati. Actually, when one becomes Krishna consciousness means one can see Krishna every moment. That is Krishna consciousness. Premanyana churita bhakti vilochanena santas sadaivarida yeshu vilokan. Those who have developed Krishna consciousness, love of Krishna, they always see Krishna. They do not see anything. except Krishna. That is described by Krishna himself in the Bhagavad Gita, Rasoham Upshukantiya. He is drinking water by seeing Krishna. Oh, this taste of water is Krishna. He is eating prasadam. Oh, Krishna is so kind. He has given me so nice prasadam. So actually, Krishna consciousness means that he always sees Krishna in every activity. He has no other vision. And the Chaitanya Charitamrita says, Thabar jangam dakhe na dakhe tar murti, sarpatra spuraye tar ishtade murti. A devotee is seeing the tree, but he is not seeing the tree. He will see how Krishna's energy is working, that here is a tree, and it is so nice. He sees everything in relationship with Krishna. Nirbande Krishna Sam. Everything. Therefore, the Vaishnava is realized, the Vancha Kalpatara, because he can give Krishna. Bhakti Vinod Thakur said, Krishna se tomar Krishna dite par. He is begging Vaishnava, said, Krishna is yours. You can deliver Krishna. Dhai tavo pate pate. Therefore, I am after you. Because you can deliver Krishna. And in the Brahma Sanghita also it is said, Vedesu durlava, adu lava atma bhakto. If you want to achieve Krishna by studying all the Vedas, it is very difficult. But if you approach a pure devotee of Krishna, he can deliver you Krishna. Take it. Vedesu durlava adu lava atma bhakto. Therefore, Vaishnava is Vancha Kalpataru. He can fulfill all the desires of our life because he can deliver Krishna. So, in our parampara system, we are trying to create some Vaishnavas in the world. There are many industrialists, many scientists, many philosophers, many politicians, diplomats, and leaders, so many things. They are trying also to solve the problems of the world in different ways, but they cannot do anything. It is impossible. They cannot. They are themselves blind. They do not know actually what is the objective of life. So what they can give you? They can simply create problems. That's ugra karma. By engaging you in pungent karmi activity, life becomes most miserable. So this verse, Vancha Kalpataru Vascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayavacha, Patitanam Pavanibh. So Vaishnava is the Patitanam Pavan, fallen. Fallen means when one falls down from his actual position. That is called fallen. So every conditioned soul is fallen. Because he has fallen down from his actual position. What is his actual position? The position is that he is eternal servant of Krishna. That is the constitutional position of living entity. But he has fallen means he has given up the service of Krishna and he has taken the service of Maya, means so many things. Somebody is serving country, society, friendship, love, and so many things they have created, service. At last, dog service, cat service. But Because they have forgotten Krishna's service, therefore they are called fallen. These fallen conditioned souls are claimed by the Vaishnava. Patitanam pavanebha, Vaishnavebha namano. That is Vaishnava's duty. So, you are doing your best to do this service, Vaishnava, in this remote village. Our Sudhava Prabhu is trying to give service to Krishna. Our position is eternal servant of Krishna. We can give service from anywhere, from any position. It doesn't matter where you are. Because everything is Krishna's property. Everywhere Krishna is there. So wherever we get a possibility of rendering our service. So the literature distribution. So kindly stick to this service attitude. Never be misled by the allurement of Maya. Remain engaged in Krishna's service wherever you are. Krishna will see. We don't want any recognition from anyone else. We want recognition by Krishna and his devotee, that's all. If they are satisfied, then our success, life success. So, this place is all a little distant from the city, but we are not concerned with the city, we are concerned for distributing this knowledge, Krishna consciousness. So, I have learned that there is a train service from here, it takes only 45 minutes, 43 minutes. So this place is very nice. And expenditure according to our means, that is online. When Krishna will give us better place, this is also, wherever Krishna is there, that is better. That is best. So my point is that you are all Vaishnavas and try to do something good to the people because they are all suffering. All suffering. For want of lack of Krishna consciousness, they do not know what is the aim of life, what is to be achieved. Simply they are working hard like hogs and dogs for sense gratification. They have no other ambition. They do not believe in the next life, although it is a fact there is next life. And they do not know, they are not educated that there is next life. How much irresponsibly we are working. Nature's law is very stringent. If you walk irresponsibly, then you have to accept sadātadabhāva-bhāvita. If you become attached to this material enjoyment, then you will have to accept a body. And there are 8,400,000 different forms of body you have to accept. But this education is not there, whole world. It's simply these Krishna conscious people, they are trying to educate people on this point. So, it is sometimes very distressing, but never mind, nothing is distress. When you serve Krishna, there is no question of distress. Simply do your best and people will surely be benefited wherever you go. Vaishnava, wherever he goes, he makes the place sanctified. Bancha kalpataru bhasya kripa sindhu bhayavat. And kripa sindhu, what this materialistic man can do mercy to the others? They cannot do anything. Here is the real mercy. To awaken a person to Krishna consciousness. that is real mercy. Because for want of this Krishna consciousness, he is suffering millions and millions of years. Sometimes he's becoming tree like that. Suppose there is a tree, it is standing for thousands of years. So in this way, they are simply suffering. This transmigration of the soul, is suffering. Vaishnava is giving them information that why you are suffering. You just accept your original position, eternal servant of Krishna, you become happy. This is it. Why you are suffering? So Maya is there. Maya does not want to leave the culprits, because one who is not Krishna conscious is a culprit. So Maya wants to give such person more and more trouble. But Vaishnava risks his life to snatch him from the hands of Maya. So Maya, of course, when he sees that this man, this living entity is not corrected, he is now taking to Krishna consciousness, then she will not disturb. Devi ji saguna vai mama maya durataya mami vajaprapadanti mayami tamsanti. Maya's business, Maya, she is the most sincere servant of Krishna. She wants to chastise, there is a police. Police wants to chastise a person unless he comes to his consciousness that he must abide by the laws of the state. That is police business. Otherwise, police is not enemy. Similarly, Maya is not our enemy. But she has got a thankless task with the trident. So, Krishna is giving us the knowledge that you surrender unto me, and Maya will not trouble you. Mayamitam tarantit. So we are giving this information that you rascals, you are trying to be happy by your material plan. You will never be happy. Don't be fooled. You have been befooled so many lifetimes. Now just make an experiment in this life. Take to this Krishna's consciousness, chant Hare Krishna mantra and see whether you are becoming happy or not. Why not make? This is our mission. It is a very simple thing. You have tested your life for so many years. Now why not test this also? In this way, peacefully, we have to execute our devotional service. And the more you do, more you become strong, more Krishna is pleased upon you. So our business is very nice, Krishna consciousness. We are happy. We are paropokari. We are doing good to others. That is punya karma, pious activity. So keep yourself in this attitude. Never mind where you are situated, we are not concerned with a particular place, a country, or a society. We are concerned with Krishna, and everything belongs to Krishna, wherever we go. We are here, we are not in Japan, we are in Vaikuntha this time. We are in Vaikuntha, and we are doing the service of Krishna, the Vaikuntha service. So, in this way, with this attitude, go on preaching. I am very pleased that you are doing your best. And that I want. Thank you very much.